This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What's up, everybody? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Oh, my goodness. I've had some interesting calls. I had a buddy of mine who's a former Goldman Sachs guy, and he's about to start managing a fund for a huge Australian conglomerate, and he's going to buy a luxury building in Dallas. And he called me to say, how would I market this? How would I get this out there in a big way? Black guy that's going to be over. He's got a check in his hand for $60 million. And he's going to go buy this building where the one-bedroom apartments are $1.2 million in Dallas, Texas. That is a lot of home in Dallas, Texas. So to have a luxury building where you're selling condos, one-bedroom condos for $1.2 million is pretty amazing. But what he's also doing is he's saving the police and firemen's investment because they've invested in this building and it's gone south. So he's going to come in and save it. And he's like, Kevin, you know, I'm glad I'm doing the right thing with this. I'm going to buy out all the rest of their occupancy, and I'm going to manage this building. But he goes, I think there's a lot more that can be done here. And so we talked about it, and it was just such an interesting conversation. I love these conversations. He's like, where should I take it? I said, well, let's get it on Stuart Varney. How many young black men, I mean, this guy's in his early 40s, how many young black men are in control of millions of, I mean, that's one building he's going to buy. He's got more. I mean, he's got a $60 million check to buy finish buying out this one building. So what do you think he says, Kevin, I'm going to be buying buildings in Austin and San Antonio and Dallas and Houston, high rises, big buildings. And I said, would you have done this in the time of Obama? And he says, no. He goes, you know I laid low when Obama was in office. He goes, he essentially emerged to say, I'm now going to do this, and I'm ready to get back into the world now that Trump's president. I said, well, that's a great way to start. I mean, that's what Nas said at SoftBank. President of SoftBank said, we wouldn't have done this deal if it hadn't been for Donald Trump. That's what the president of Dow said, the CEO of Dow. He says, I wouldn't be investing like this if it weren't for Donald Trump. You're saying the same thing, aren't you? He said, yep. There you go. There's your angle. He's like, man, it's always good to talk to you. Then he asked me about my film, which we're going to finish in the next 60 days because it just is what it is. We need to finish it. And that's when people will take a look. But here's some good news. If Gary Sinise likes it, he's going to endorse it. He will watch it. He's going to be at a premiere, at a pre-screening of the film. We've got a really good group of pre-screeners that are going to be checking this film out. So I hope you go to bleedingbluemovie.com and check it out. So what do we do? It was funny when I was talking to this buddy of mine from Goldman Sachs. He says, Kevin, you know, what I really like about your film, he told me this, he says, you're separating yourself from the others. You're doing something the community needs. I said, I can't imagine doing anything else. I don't understand how people do a project and say, we're going to go talk to some congressmen. Phenomenal. What are you accomplishing? Not a whole lot. Here's a good question to ask. So you got all these Tea Party folks. I own teapartycommunity.com. And so you got all these people that have a bigger profile than we do in public. I'll ask you this. What does Congress feel about the Tea Party? Not much. The majority of Congress looks at us, the Tea Party, as if, here come these problem children. They don't look at us as, man, these guys are, you know, ready. They keep us straight. They do great things. We have to get on along with them because they are doing the right things. Let me tell you something, folks. In 2 years, you're going to hear Congress say, we got to go along with the Tea Party community. You're going to hear it because all of our projects have meaning. And for the record, you support them. Well, I mean, you don't support them as much as I'd like, but many of you have bucked up, gone to the website, theblacksphere.net or bleedingbluemovie.com or whatever else we've got going, and you've donated. You want to know why? Because you want somebody who's working on social justice from a conservative point of view. The left wants you to believe that they're the only people who are interested in social justice, that they and they alone are the purveyors of social justice. There is no social justice with them. It's social, you know, gangster. They do nothing but use social justice as a term to go steal. How about social justice to really get it? To really reform criminal justice, to really reform the tax system, to really reform the way business works, to really reform government. How about we use social justice for conservative views? Our social justice is just as important as theirs. Quite frankly, it's more important. It's unselfish. As they say, it's selfless. You will sacrifice yourself for your fellow man, knowing that something hurts you, if it's for the right cause. The left will not do it. They'll talk it, but they won't do it. In the next segment, I'm going to play a thing from Mark Lamont Hill. He's debating, I believe, the editor at Breitbart. And when I parse this, it'll blow your mind how these people think, how they won't answer questions, how they avoid. It'll blow your mind. So we're going to get into that. There's also a debate between a Navy SEAL and CNN. I don't know if he's a contributor, but he was on a panel, and interesting discussion. So I want to cover that this hour as well, because, again, in both of these instances, you see the delusion of the left. And I want to be the person to point that out to you, to show you that you're right. And when you, as long as you have the facts, and here's what's really more interesting about conservatism. If you don't know something, you can say, you know, I don't know enough about that. I was asked about the new FBI director, the guy who's going to do this investigation, a special counsel, on a radio show. I said, honestly, I'm going to tell your audience, I don't know enough about him to comment. But I do know enough about this. He won't find anything. And everybody likes this guy. So if everybody likes him and he doesn't find anything, who's going to be the scapegoat? What does the left have next? They're going to go back to Donald Trump's taxes? They're going to go back to him grabbing women by the naughty bits? What are they going to do? This is all or nothing for the left. And that's what I said on that show, and that's what I'm saying on my show. That I do know. I don't know much about Mueller or what Mueller, or whatever, however he says his name, but everybody seems to like him. And if he is as they say, nothing's coming of this. I ask another question before. I ask, does anybody out there believe Donald Trump is afraid? Ask yourself that question. The left is talking about the Russians. The Russians, the Russians. Does Donald Trump appear to be afraid to you? Is he, like, you know, in seclusion? Is he a recluse? The answer is no, and there's a reason.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
Jackson Radio Show.
This interchange shows you everything you need to know about the left, the so-called intellectualism that exists on their side. And I'm going to obliterate Mark Lamont Hill's arguments one by one because I've made a few notes. I've listened to this clip a couple of times. But I want to play this clip. It's about 2 minutes. But you'll get a taste of it. And what it's about is they're arguing about the amount of violence that occurs on the left. And Mark Lamont Hill wants to intellectualize it. And I want you to see what he does as he's trying to make his intellectual argument that the left is no more dangerous than the right. And then we'll start to talk about it. So here's the clip, and I will comment afterwards.
It's also an issue of free speech. Both sides have the right and should have the right to speak. We have seen many liberals have no problem without protesters, without fear of death or people hurting you or attacking you or pepper spraying you, as many of these protesters did towards conservatives last night. And for it to happen at the place that's supposed to be the center point of free speech on college campuses, I think it's embarrassing. And honestly, liberals need to grow up on college campuses because people are actually getting hurt now.
Mark, go ahead.
So a few things. One, I think we have to separate
the institution from the people out there. The University of California, Berkeley, didn't do anything wrong here. They not only support free speech, but they supported the college Republicans who brought him in, or brought them in, to do what? To fund it, to offer security. They've spoken out against the violent protests. This is not an issue of free speech at the institutional level. I think it's also a bit inaccurate to say that this is a problem purely of the left. I think we have intolerance on the left and on the right. I mean, I travel the college speaking circuit all the time, and school, and the right boycotts, the right writes letters, the right tells people not to let me in.
Do they pepper spray people that want to come to your event? Do they set things on fire? Do they destroy property? Do they flip over barricades? Tell me the last time a bunch of conservatives went to a college campus and acted this way, because I would love to see the proof behind that.
Mark?
Well, you know, they don't always go to college campuses. Sometimes they blow up abortion clinics. Sometimes they burn down mosques. Sometimes they shoot up churches.
That's not what we're talking about. Now you're stretching.
I'm not stretching. I'm just trying to finish my point. What I'm saying is that both sides have extremists and respond to disagreement violently. No, it's not necessarily on a college campus, although sometimes it is. And there have been right-wing riots on college campuses as well. But the point is that both sides
do.
I'm not defending the behavior. I'm saying let's not pretend that only the left has violent forms of disagreement. That's simply inaccurate. Here. And I think what's even more troublesome.
Mark, where,
and I think
tell
what's
me
even
one
more,
example
and I think,
of where and conservatives and I, on the campus have done this.
And I think what's even more. I think what's even. Well, Ben, I'm not trying to avoid your questions as you keep interrupting, so I'm just going to get to my other point. So the other thing here I think that I find troublesome is that Donald Trump is blaming this on the university and threatening to cut federal funds as if the institution is behind this. In fact, the institution has spoken out against it.
All right.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Kevin Jackson. That's what you call double talk. That's double talk. So let's begin at the beginning. He says the first thing we got to do is we got to separate the institution from the people out there. There were those doing the dirty work, and then there was the institution, and the institution itself condemned this. In fact, they condemned it so much, they even allowed college Republicans to have the event. Wow. So here's what I'd like to know. Berkeley students protest when two conservatives, Milo and Ann Coulter, want to go there, but you hear nothing about Berkeley when anybody else is there. So let me tell you how many conservatives have spoken at Berkeley, or tried to. Two. How many got to speak? If Berkeley was so hell-bent on this, they would have set up massive security. They would say to the student body, if you're caught doing anything like this, you're gone. You're losing your scholarship. You're not getting a diploma. You name it. Do they do anything close to that? The answer is no. So he talks about separating the institution. And what's funny is there's institution with a little I and there's institution with a big I. Berkeley is institution with a little I. They said that they were against it. They condemned it. Okay, well, let's talk about institution with a big I. Let's talk about universities and colleges around this country. Because that's what he alluded to. Mark Lamont Hill's like, well, when I go to speak around the country, there's this type of thing. Conservatives write letters and they say things against me. What? Yeah, that's a person differing an opinion about should you be there. You know what our biggest complaint is? Why isn't it balanced? For every Mark Lamont Hill, Van Jones, Queen Latifah, or Angela Davis, Bill Ayers, Barack Obama, and on, why isn't there an equivalent discussion around conservatives? And oh, by the way, while we're talking about institution with the big I, why are we not talking about how many conservative versus liberal professors are there? Who gets tenure and why? Who gets essentially shut off? Why you cannot talk about conservatism in a college or university? Why is it that when he wants to come to school, the conservative kids are not burning things down to the point of the gentleman who asked him the question? Why are they not burning things down? They seem to have decorum. They may write letters and protest, but that's it. And does he speak? The answer is yes. So see, what Mark Lamont Hill wants to do is pretend that the institution, big I or little I, take your pick, is all about fairness. The big I institution of colleges and universities that we are sucked into paying for, and let me tell you something, I get a letter every week from freaking SMU, from Wharton, from University of Texas, wherever I've gone or my kids have gone, hey, why don't you support the alumni fund? And you know what I tell my kids? Don't send a nickel to your colleges. And I rip mine up. I don't support you. or I'll send a note back that says, when you start behaving like you give a crap about the conservative people, then maybe you'll get my money. But until then, I'm not giving you a nickel. And I actually believe that if I ever get a chance to meet with Betsy DeVos, I'm going to tell her, when do we get the chance to say to colleges and universities, we don't want your liberal arts BS. If you want a STEM degree, get your STEM degree. Cut the amount of tuition in half. Don't make these kids take these other classes unless they choose to take them. That's it. You say, I'm going to give you a bucket of classes. You're free to take whatever you want to explore your own, you know, idiosyncrasies or the things you enjoy to your own, you know, to your heart's content. But you're going to deal with your own degrees, and that's it. Not this extraneous crap. Anyway, the next thing he goes on to say is that instead of addressing the idea of how many colleges and universities have been bombed or terrorized because you want to speak there, He can't mention it. So I'll circle back to it. But he does talk about the number of mosques that have been torn up by somebody. Well, let me tell you about the mosque. The mosques who are destroyed by other Muslims. We looked. It's not conservatives. There was one in Houston, defacing of a mosque. It was a member. There was a guy who threatened the mosque. It was a member. We looked at all these. It isn't Christians. It isn't right-wing radicals. It's the left. It's the mosque people themselves or somebody on the left faking as if it's us doing it. Even writing Trump was here and all that kind of crap. You know it's a leftist. The abortion clinics. How many abortion clinics do you know have been burned down? You might have heard of an abortion doctor being killed or there are protests in front of abortion clinics. They don't get burned down. And the guy who was killed, name the last abortion clinic doctor who was killed. How long ago do you think it was? I dare you to Google it. It's been ages ago. So he talks about right-wing riots on campus, and the guy says, name one. He won't name one. I just want to get to the end of it because that's what I'm trying to do, get to the end of my point. Because he had no point. He was done.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dentists, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
I'm sitting very quietly listening to all this BS, quite frankly. And did you listen to anything McMaster said today where he said, I was in the room, that didn't happen, nothing inappropriate was shared? You're basing all these allegations off of one or maybe two sources, which CNN reports. Two former officials knowledgeable of the situation confirmed to CNN the main points of the story. Two former officials. Tell you what, come out, name those people, then we'll have something to talk about.
One, we protect sources. Two, it's not just CNN. It's Washington Post, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, CNN,
who?
ABC,
NBC. Who are the sources?
Carl.
Who are the sources? Oh, because they're hiding behind this in anonymity.
Oh, Tom,
and that's
please.
What we're seeing.
Tom, please! Do not even start with me that you're just going to attack sources.
Okay, so
that is
about,
ridiculous.
So are you saying McMaster is lying?
I'm not saying McMaster is lying.
Well, he didn't really answer the question.
He didn't answer
he
the question.
He said nothing inappropriate.
He said, no, that's his opinion.
That would be.
But that's his opinion.
That
and you cannot say, you cannot attack.
Yeah.
Do not attack the stellar reporters of CNN
okay.
who have their sources
just
and
the
would protect
stellar reporters
sources.
Of CNN that I am going to attack right now and say, guess what? I don't believe them because they're staying anonymous. If they are that, if they stand behind the story, come out, face the camera.
Can I just say something?
All I've been doing is facing the camera, Carl.
The people who are in that room?
We have anonymous sources. We protect them for real reasons. So the information that is important to the public
so
can
Watergate
get out.
Happen? I mean, those were anonymous sources. Is that not a real
I'm
story?
I'm saying that there's so
anytime
so many
there's an
anonymous
source, but seriously, so Watergate, just it was all a lie because it was anonymous sources.
It was a trial.
Right.
Yeah. You're embarrassing yourself. You're really? You're embarrassing yourself, your party, and your country. You should not be doing this. You're a better person than this. I'm ashamed for you. This is not the discussion we should be having. This is a serious moment in our country's history. The President of the United States has been accused of and has admitted to sharing highly sensitive information to the Russian government.
What?
To not only the Russian government, but to a known Russian spy, Sergei
Kislyak. H.R. McMaster today confirmed when he was speaking to reporters that one of that Trump's aides after the meeting went
to the NSA and the CIA to ask about classification of information that Donald Trump discussed. If there was no problem with what Donald Trump discussed, why was Tom Bossert going to speak to the NSA and the CIA afterward?
Well, since you so nicely pointed out that I do understand classified material, after a lot of these briefings, there are a lot of calls over to NSA, to the DOD, to find out if anything was classified beyond what they talked about. So guess what? These calls happen almost every single time.
All right, everybody, just so you're knowing who this we're talking about. We're talking about a guy named Carl Higbee, decorated Navy SEAL, and he appears on CNN, and that's what he's talking about. And he starts out by saying, McMasters was in the room. You don't get a better source than the guy who was in the room. And he says, this didn't happen. Now, they say two former officials knowledgeable to the situation. Were they in the room? No. So either they're spying on Trump or they're lying. So he says, name them. And she says, well, it's not just CNN. No, no, no. It's Washington Post, New York Times, and Wall Street Journal. Three leftist papers. Three leftist newsprint media. All of them. They don't have any more information than anybody else. That's like saying, I read it on Yahoo, Google, and blankety blank. But it was all written by Reuters. They all write the same thing. They all talk about the same stuff. This is so ridiculous, it's crazy. And then she says, how dare you attack the sources? And he's like, what sources? Who are they? Then he asks her a very simple question. Is McMasters lying? Are you accusing McMasters of being a liar? And so instead of answering that question, Kirsten Powers, who used to be over at Fox, she says, well, he didn't answer the question. No, he said exactly. There was no information that was considered classified that Donald Trump shared with the Russians in the story. And so that should have been enough. So either he's lying. And so then they go, well, that's just his opinion. I'm just kind of walking you through. I want you to understand because we're going to get to the bottom of this in a second. And then she goes on to talk about the stellar reporters of CNN. The stellar reporters. How stellar? See, that's supposed to draw us in. It's like saying, well, they went to Harvard. You're supposed to, then no need for me to question anything that you do. It's ridiculous, folks, how they expect us to just go, everything's good to go, because you say, oh, they're stellar reporters. They're not regular reporters. They're stellar ones. So what are the reporters at MSNBC? What are the reporters at ABC? They're regular reporters. You have the stellar ones. And then I love this, protecting anonymous sources. Anonymous for what? If they say, we've got information that says President Trump shared classified information, why are you hiding that? What's to hide? You've got, there's nothing to hide here. So funny. God, these people are amazing. Then what do we get? We get that other big word, Watergate. Yep. So we get Watergate because that's going to be the litmus test now. Oh, Donald Trump. Suddenly, did he tape the opposition to find out how he could win the election? If anybody did a Watergate, it was Hillary Clinton. See, this is what I tell you guys all the time, and I'm going to repeat it. The left tells you what they are doing. They tell it to you all the time. They have no knowledge of this situation whatsoever. They back themselves up with other leftists who have no knowledge of the situation. When you ask them basic questions, are you accusing this guy of being a liar? They won't answer. They deflect, which is what they did. Oh, well, that's just his opinion. He didn't answer the question. Then they come back and they credentialize themselves. Oh, we're stellar reporters at CNN. We must protect these anonymous sources. And they hide behind their anonymity. Then they accuse you of what they're doing, which, of course, is, you know, creating a fake scandal, in this case, Watergate. And then the one guy chimes in, the black guy, to Higbee. You're embarrassing yourself. I'm embarrassed for you. That's not the discussion. This is a serious moment. What's so serious? See, I would have stopped him and said, I'm embarrassing myself. You have there's nothing you've said in any of this that makes a lick of sense, and you say, I'm embarrassing, you should be embarrassed to be covering this topic. If the left had any morals or any ethics, they would drop this nonsense. And for the record, it's about to be over. They've got their special counsel. Phenomenal. You got special counsel. He's going to dig into it, and that'll be that. But I love how the guy says he admitted to sharing highly sensitive information. And that's where the real coup comes in, where Higbee says, look, I know what these meetings are about. You have discussions. And then you have a phone call about what happens, and it's protocol. He did nothing that violated protocol. It's the same type of meeting that Barack Obama would have. But here's the deal, folks. The left must make Donald Trump look incompetent. They have to make him look ragtag. In fact, I'll even go a step further. So Tucker Carlson the other night, he said Kellyanne Conway didn't show up for a hit that she was supposed to do on his show. And he says, are they in disarray? And the guy who I think it was Matt Schlapp, who's with the ACU, he says, hey, I go there to the White House all the time. He goes, there's no disarray. He goes, there's people doing their jobs. If they cancel, something comes up. But there's no disarray. But the media wants you to believe that Trump has no idea what he's doing. Let me tell you something. Here's my bet. My bet to you is Donald Trump has one of the best-run organizations. It may be quirky in the sense of how you might do it, but you don't get to be a billionaire operating multiple entities on multiple continents. We call these people global entities. You don't become a global company at the size of Trump with over 22,000 employees running it ragtag. The only way to do that successfully is you must be organized. So the idea that he's disorganized is ridiculous. Now let me tell you who was disorganized. Barack Obama. Barack Obama could not run a multinational. Think of the State Department. The State Department exists in practically every country on the globe. And these employees report back and give information that would help Obama understand the geopolitical nature of things in those various regions and how the United States needs to adjust to these types of things. Now ask yourself this. Where do we have anything in the world where you go, wow, we are doing wonderful there? We had England who went through Brexit because they wanted nothing like what we have, the multiculturalization. France would have done the same thing, but they cheated. But the French will learn their lesson. They elected Hollande after Sarkozy, who was very much for austerity, and Hollande ended up following the same path of the guy that he displaced because he found out he was right. You've got Greece about to go bankrupt. You've got Italy about to go bankrupt. And Spain about to go bankrupt. And all these other countries. You've got wars breaking out throughout Africa, and particularly Northern Africa and the Middle East. And these guys want to talk to you about disarray? Barack Obama lived in chaos.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177. There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
into identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It has been an amazing day. I hope you guys have enjoyed the show. We've only got one more segment, but I will tell you, it's going to be fun. We're going to talk about Muslims. There was a Muslim that wanted to behead a priest in a cathedral. Jihadists attack men of God to convey their extremist message now. The aggressor was a guy named John Rene Rothschild. He's a Muslim confessor. He was arrested after climbing the altar and nailing a razor on the priest's neck. Right now, the priest is in critical condition, but we're hopeful that he survives. This report came to us from Creeping Sharia. A priest who officiated at the Metropolitan Cathedral in Mexico City was stabbed last Monday by a middle-aged man who went up to the altar and stabbed a blade into his neck. According to the Archdiocese, the attacker's name was John Rene Rockshell, of Muslim faith, according to the Mexican media, and he was arrested after carrying out the attack with a knife. No gun, liberals. After calling the police, a Condor unit from the Capitol's Public Security Secretariat arrived in the vicinity of the cathedral, located in the historic city center, to transfer the clergyman to San Miguel Chapultepec Hospital. Some of the testimonies of the parishioners who were in the cathedral emphasize that some of those present detained the 35-year-old man. In addition to providing medical care to the parish priest, Miguel Angel Machorro, until aid arrived. According to witnesses, he seemed to aim for the throat of Father Machorro, the blood scene mimicking a beheading. Can you imagine going to your church, your Catholic church, a guy runs in and shoves a knife in your priest's throat? I mean, just try to imagine that. So the Archdiocese spokesman, a guy by the name of Hugo Valdelomar, provided some details. He says, after celebrating Mass at the high altar, Father Miguel came down to the pews to bless worshipers with holy water. When he turned to walk back to the altar, the man stops him and tries to slit his throat. He grabbed his neck and tried to slit his throat. Now, this is the religion of peace. Less than a month ago, the Muslim peace tour ended with 4 stabbings. Are you guys aware of this? Probably not, right? I mean, it's funny, we do this research, my producers and I, and you don't even know what's going on. We think that, you know, so let's say I don't talk about Muslims for a day. It's like, okay, well, nothing happened in the world of Muslims. Not true. Not true, sister. Mm-mm. Front Page Magazine noted this. It's vitally important for us to understand our cultural differences if we are to have peace. For example, to us, peace means the absence of hostilities. In Islam, peace means submission to Muslims. This latest misunderstanding of cultural differences led to 4 being stabbed by a Muslim peace seeker. See, this is what I talk about all the time. There's a language to everybody you meet. Now, we see it as French, German, Spanish, whatever. But there's a language of math. There's a language of music. There's an unspoken language of signs, right? But there are other languages, too. There are cultural languages, cultural cues. I'll give you an example. In a troop of baboons, don't you dare look at the head baboon in the eyes. You know what he'll do? He'll flare up his eyebrows really wide. And he'll start to move his mouth open, because what he's about to do is attack you. And if you don't speak that language, you're going to get attacked. See, there's a cultural language to baboons. There's a cultural language to gorillas. There's a cultural language to lions. Everybody's got a cultural language. And it doesn't mean we're going to get along. The cultural language of lions is never going to exist, or I should say coexist, with the cultural language of, say, gazelles. No matter what the gazelle does, he can learn all the cultural signs of the lion. If he tries to assimilate, the lion is going to kill him and eat him. End of story. That's the way he's programmed. Now you say, well, Kevin, those are animals. I realize that. See, we've evolved. As Americans, we've evolved. We say, I don't know who you don't like or whatever, but let's say you grew up and you didn't like blacks. Then you got into college or whatever, and you met a homeboy. You're like, yeah, man, black people are cool. I met this dude. He was cool. I met his sister, his family. They took me in, whatever. Maybe you played ball together. I don't know what, you know, made you culturalize. Maybe you went to Montessori. But whatever reason, you did it. You found some commonality. You said, culturally, we get along. And that's cool. So life was good. But let me tell you something. There are black people that don't get along culturally with other black people the same way there are white people that don't get along culturally with whites. If you're black and you're not down with the, I'm gonna keep it real. If you're not down with the lower rung of the, you know, blacks, guys that want to wear their pants around their butts and dreads and rings and don't want to work and stuff, then you culturally cannot be considered black. Black people don't want to look at the culture. It says, I want to send my kids to college, and I'm not going to look at white people as evil. They don't want to associate with us. Now, white folks, y'all, it's strictly based on class. If there's any type of white, you know, thing, it isn't, oh, look at how he tans. Oh, he thinks he's something because he can tan. No, it's because I have more money, I have more prestige, I don't want my daughter marrying that dude, his family's from the other side of the tracks. It has nothing to do with what he could be, you know, like I said, he could tan or not tan, he could be fish belly white, or he could be George, what's his name, George, you know what I'm talking about, black, you know, so he could tan to where you go, that looks like a brother. It won't matter. What matters is culture, you know, class. I guess class would be the bigger issue. So that's how they don't want to associate. Well, here's how I don't like to associate. I don't like to associate with people who want to kill me. I don't like to, and I'm talking about crazy black folks that, you know, will kill you over nothing. How many things, I have stories, you know, where I could get to it today, probably get to some of these next week because we just don't have enough time. But I have stories of people fighting it there at the graduations. I have stories of people fighting at the movie theater, fighting on airplanes over nonsense. I don't want to hang around any of them. Look, I'm a fighter. When it's time to fight, there's nobody that's going to jump into a fight quicker if it's necessary. But if it's not, there's nobody that's going to avoid it any more than I am. I don't want to be around hooligans. There's only a very minimal time in your life to fight. And when it's on, it's on. But when it's not, I don't even care about it. I won't look at them. I won't videotape them. I'll walk away from them. That's for children. You should be done fighting. But guess what? Muslims don't have a culture that says we want to get along. They're not a peace love. The religion of peace. Submit to us and you will be at peace. Don't submit to us. We're going to make your life a living hell. You will never find peace. What kind of culture is that? Why do I want to bring that into my society? And that's what we do. The Natural Peace Tours NGO, which arranges for one-day entry passes for Arabs wishing to tour and become acquainted with Israeli society, confessed they had no idea one of their clients would grab a sharp object and stab four innocent Israeli civilians. One out on the street near Tel Aviv's Atarim Square, three more inside Leonardo Beach Hotel. Former radical Muslim extremists understand that jihad and Islam exist in many different forms. Part of the ideology of Islam is the false narrative that it is peaceful towards all mankind. And what's interesting is Islam will deceive its own. Do not believe those who say Islam is a religion of peace. It's not. In fact, this guy by the name of Isik Abla said the mindset evidences a deaf and dumb spirit. Here's what he writes. The peaceful presentation of Islam is an incredible deception. I don't understand how the Western world doesn't get it. I want to say it's naive, but it is idiotic not to understand how Islam has nothing to do with peace. Islam can only bring peace with the sword. They will behead you if you don't give up your faith. If you give up your faith, then they allow you to live under their rule and dictatorship. There is no peace in Islam. Get this straight. Muslims may hide in their mosque, but infidels, folks, we're not even safe in churches. So we give them a quarter. We don't bomb mosques. We don't do anything. These guys will come to your church to try to cut off the head of your priest, and they're going to be leftists who will explain to you that it is the religion of peace. Dylann Roof killed Christians in church. He laughed as he confessed. The self-proclaimed psychopath, sociopath, had no regrets. Daniel Schooler barged into a Dayton church and shot the Reverend Schooler, his own brother. Obviously, leftists can't stand God. But not only do Christians have to fear atheists and other leftist folks, we also have to fear the religion of peace. Now, when do you think leftists are going to get this? You think they're ever going to capitulate and go, you know what, guys, you're right? No. You have to fight. That's the only way this ends.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.